All right, it's the Keep to the City Yankees podcast, and the Yankees went 6-3 on Tuesday night in Toronto in what was the weirdest game of the season. Just a really odd game from start to finish. Not only the play on the field, what was going on in the dugouts, what's being said on the broadcast. It all kind of started with the lineup cards being exchanged. Blue Jays manager John Schneider goes out there. He brings the lineup card because he says he wanted to talk to the umpires about making sure the Yankees base coaches are kept in their boxes on the third and first base lines. This stems from the night before when the base coaches were inching closer to get what the Blue Jays claim a better look at the potential pitches being thrown by Blue Jays pitchers. You had Aaron Judge looking into the dugout. He claims he was looking in the dugout to see who was chirping the umpires after Boone got kicked out. The Blue Jays say he's cheating. They're saying the Yankees are stealing their signs. The Blue Jays then later on said they had to clean it up, kind of admitting that they were either tipping their pitches or making their signs easily decipherable. But anyway, the Monday night game was a mess. The Yankees won that game. And then the Tuesday night game, you had all that going on leading up to the game. You had the manager bringing out the lineup card. You had the Yankees getting out to an early lead against Kevin Gausman, which was surprising but very enjoyable. They get out to a 3-0 lead. Then you've got the Blue Jays chirping the Yankees again, Luis Rojas down at the third baseline, telling him to get in his box. The umpires get involved. Boone goes out on the field. John Schneider's yelling, "Shut up, fat boy," to someone, it seemed like, based on the lip reading done on the broadcast. Just bizarre circumstances. And then you have what went on with Domingo Germán, where the Yankees are holding a 3-0 lead. Domingo Germán, who a month ago had his hands checked at Yankee Stadium multiple times. He was given a warning. He was asked to wash his hands. He comes back out in this game, and he's pitching well. This is like the best run he's ever had in his career. So a little skeptical from that standpoint because he's been around a while now, and he hasn't been very good. You know, borderline mediocre to bad is really how you would categorize his pitching for as long as he's been in the majors. And he's out on the mound, and he's got shit all over the sides of his pants. Like, the umpires asked to check him as he goes back out to work. All the umpires checked him. He gets ejected because what we found out after the game, the umpire crew said it was the stickiest hand they've ever felt. So not a good look there for Domingo Germán and the Yankees. But he gets ejected with a 3-0 lead. The Yankees have to have Ian Hamilton come in. He gets all the time to warm up. He ends up leaving the game with a groin injury. So then they got to go back to the bullpen, use Rod Marinaccio, and this is all going on with the bullpen needing to get 18 outs because Germán only pitched 3 innings to that point by the time he got kicked out. And, you know, the bullpen asked to get 2/3 of the outs in the game. They end up blowing the lead 3-3. The Yankees later in the game get a monstrous, massive home run from Aaron Judge in the 8th inning, a 2-run shot to straightaway center that dented, chipped, whatever you want to say, the WestJet Maple Leaf logo in center field to give the Yankees a 5-3 lead. They tack on a run to make it 6-3, and they go on to win for the second straight game over the Blue Jays in what was, you know, kind of a dicey there 9th inning made possible by the Volpe error. But Wandy Peralta is able to get the job done. The Yankees win 6-3. Like I said on yesterday's podcast, playing much better. Obviously, wins are a result of them playing better, and wins make the days as a Yankee fan more enjoyable, and they've been doing a lot of that lately. Go 2-2 against the Rays of the weekend, 2-0 here against the Blue Jays, a sweep of the A's the last week. So they've had a good little run here, nice little 7-2 run over the last 9, and they've made up ground. They've made up ground. They're right there now behind the Blue Jays. The Red Sox are back in last place. They weren't able to chip away despite their win last night on the Rays because the Rays beat the crap out of Justin Verlander and the Mets, who are just abysmal. What a garbage team the Mets are this season. But in this game, it had a little bit of everything. I was waiting for someone to get drilled, and we're going to see the benches clear because it just had that kind of feel to it. And I almost feel like that's going to carry over now into Wednesday's game, where you have Gerrit Cole going, who would be someone who would throw at someone. And then Chris Bassitt, who's been really, really, really good his last few times out. He had a rough start to his Blue Jays career in his first few starts of the season, but his last few times out, he's been unbelievable, really. Unbelievable to get his overall numbers kind of in line with where he's been in his career. But Tuesday night, across the box score for the Yankees, you had Gleyber Torres leading off again. So Jake Bowers, I guess that experiment's over because there was a righty starting in Gausman. Bowers wasn't leading off. He was in the lineup batting fifth, but he wasn't leading off. Gleyber Torres back in the leadoff spot. He did go 2-for-4. He did have a pair of RBIs. He made four just idiotic plays, though, throughout the game. As I always say, Gleyber Torres' baseball IQ is just zero. And in this one, he ran into two outs on the bases. He tried to turn a double play when it wasn't there, leading to everyone to reach on a fielder's choice. Then he pops up a bunt late in the game, trying to get a runner into scoring position. Instead, just pops up the bunt for an easy out. Four just dumb plays by Gleyber, and you see that too much from him. It's probably the reason I can't stand him the most is that he just does dumb things, whether it's at the plate, like the bunt, or swinging at pitches when, you know, he's the guy who the opposing pitcher will walk the base slow and he goes up and swings at the first pitch. His base running is the worst of all time. And then in the field, he just does silly things. Like, why are you trying to force a double play that's not there? Just get the out at first, make it two outs in the inning. Instead, he gets no one, and the inning continues. Judge, 1-for-5 in the game, the two-run home run, 3 strikeouts, but the two-run home run won the game for the Yankees. Bader batting third as Rizzo was out of the lineup, was 0-for-4 with an RBI and 2 Ks. DJ LeMahieu, 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Bowers, 0-for-2 with 2 walks. Volpe, 0-for-3 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Oswaldo Cabrera, 0-for-4. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, biggest game of the season for him. He had the double. He had a solo home run. If you're Kevin Gausman and you're giving up doubles to Kiner-Falefa and Jose Trevino, giving up home runs to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, you better get back to the drawing board and figure out, because no one should be giving up home runs to Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And it was a clear shot for him, opposite field, down the right field line. I mean, it cleared. It wasn't like a cheapie either. It was a legitimate line drive home run for Kiner-Falefa. Jose Trevino, a big day, 3-for-3 with a run. Aaron Hicks pinch ran for him, ended up getting an at-bat as well, 0-for-1 with a run. So across the board, pretty solid results. When you sit a regular, when you don't have that many regulars to begin with, and you sit Rizzo and you end up winning the game, so he gets a day and you get the win, you can't ask for more than that. Expect him to be back in there on Wednesday when they face Bassett. But overall, strong offensive performance given the circumstances, given the lineup, given the days off, given the starting pitcher. And then for Yankees pitching, Herman, 3 innings before he got ejected. Hamilton got 2 outs before he got hurt. Marinaccio comes in, just has an awful outing. Got 3 outs, but gave up 3 runs, 4 hits across that. He's the one who blew the 3-0 lead. Ryan Weber comes in, and Ryan Weber is probably the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. He just goes, he has no fastball, so he's just throwing a changeup and a breaking ball the whole time. So then his changeup acts like the fastball because it's not being really disguised by anything. He's not trying to deceive anyone because there's nothing to play it off of. And he just is just throwing batting practice. And his whole strategy seems to be just throw it and hope that their 115-mile-an-hour line drives end up in someone's glove, which didn't happen, you know, in the Rays series when he came into a game that was on the edge of being a blowout and he turned it into a blowout. But he somehow gets 7 outs on Tuesday night against the Blue Jays and allows 3 hits but no runs. Clay Holmes comes in, scoreless inning, and then Wandy Peralta gets the save with the scoreless ninth. So Yankees playing better, winning games, climbing the standings, still 7.5 behind the Rays, but making up ground on everyone else. They've passed the Red Sox. If they win on Wednesday, they'll pass the Blue Jays. Then they can worry about the Orioles, and then hopefully we get a chance here to worry about the Rays. That's the goal here, is to win the division. It's not to settle for a wild card. It's not to play a best of three, whether it's at home or on the road. The goal is to win the division and get the first round bye. And they've got a lot of work to do, a lot of ground to make up that they lost when they played just shit baseball for 3 weeks to a month. But they're trending in the right direction. So Yankees Blue Jays, third game of this 4-game series on Wednesday night. Just win one of the next two. win on Wednesday or win on Thursday, and you've won the series. You've made up two games on the Blue Jays in the process. But now you've won two. You've got Cole on Wednesday. You can't help but think sweep. I know it. I'm thinking it. Gerrit Cole against Chris Bassett, that favors the Yankees. Then you got Nestor Cortez going the next day against Jose Berríos, who has been very inconsistent. Coin toss game there. The Yankees are the favorite matchup-wise. From pitching perspective, on Wednesday, things are lined up for them nicely here. Things are lined up nicely, and then you've got a weekend against the lowly Reds. So take care of business here, then go beat up on the Reds, do what the Rays are doing to the other crap teams like the Reds, and it'll be a really, really, really strong week. So that'll do it for today. Yankees, Blue Jays, back at it again on Wednesday night. I'll be back after the game to talk about it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you after the game.